Now, we've got some breaking news to bring you after our quick news bulletin in just a sec. The Dolphins have nabbed their first signing for 2023, their first big one. He's a Queensland representative player. More details to come after the news.
Sport's biggest moments called play-by-play from around the world right here on SEN.
Taking SEN News this hour, Tim Payne will be stepping away from cricket for a mental health break with concerns for the former skipper and his wife's well-being. It means he will probably not be part of the Ashes series following the sexting scandal from 2017. The SES has received more than 480 calls for help overnight, rescuing people from four cars stuck in floodwaters in North Strathfield. The town of Weewaw in the New England region has now been cut off by floodwaters. It's going to be wet and windy this afternoon in Sydney. And Scott Morrison says Australia's deployment to the Solomon Islands will be to assist. Sports next.
The 40 Winks Black Friday sale is on now and online. Get 50% off mattresses and 30% off furniture. T's and C's apply. Ends Monday. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
With Tim Payne stepping away from cricket for the foreseeable future, Cricket Australia has yet to announce the Australian Test captain. Reid Marnie's decision to join the Bulldogs could see the value of free agent hookers in the NRL go up. The 23-year-old will reportedly sign a deal worth around $600,000 a season.
The all-new SEN app. Download it today and never miss a moment of your favourite show. Streaming live, anywhere, anytime.
The Ashes starts December 8th on SEN.
A very high chance of rain today and we could get a thunderstorm this morning. A top of 21 in both the city and in our west. Showers are likely tomorrow, reaching 20, and similar conditions on Sunday. And have your say on call time with Katie Brown live today from midday.
Looking forward to that. Katie Brown's going to have a lot to talk about from midday. 1300 01 1170 is the open line. You call, you get on. Tim Payne is the big story of the day. We've had the official word from Glenn Boss this morning that he will be retiring as of tomorrow. His last race will be the Zipping Classic, and he's on the very short-priced favourite Spanish Mission. The Dolphins have their first big name, and a Queensland representative player has reportedly signed on, and there's nobody happier than 2AM Tommy, because it gets him off the hook. So tell me the details, Tommy.
So this was reported by Ben Dobbin up in Queensland. So the Dolphins have signed their first player for the 2023 season. Melbourne Storm and Queensland Origin forward Felice Kafusi has agreed to a three-year deal from 2023. So a big, big deal, big signing for the Dolphins. Remember, Kafusi did play for the Maroons in the 2020 series last November where Wayne Bennett was head coach. So obviously there's a relationship there. But the Dolphins get their first man, their first marquee man, Queensland Origin representative, Melbourne Storm two-time premiership winning player. Big, big news coming out of Redcliffe.
Yeah, that's huge. 152 appearances so far in the NRL. Felice Kafusi is now 29 years of age, so he'll be heading towards the Dolphins in 2023. That's a big one. So does that get you off the hook? Is Felice Kafusi big enough to get you off the hook?
Yeah, that gets me. He's a Queensland or an Australian representative, two-time premiership winner. But also, Matty, what does this mean? What does this mean for Brandon Smith? Now that Kafusi is leaving, there's a bit more money in that salary cap for the Storm to give to Brandon Smith potentially for 2023. So maybe does that put the odds back in favour for the Melbourne Storm in trying to keep the cheese?
It's a good question. It's a really good question. Well, the travelling roadshow that is the hectic cheese at the moment is now playing out to be very, very smart. Because the longer he sits back and waits and the more that the dominoes fall, I mean, he knows that the Dolphins have got the money. Right? So they're starting from afresh. So he knows that the Dolphins have got the money to get him if he needs to be there. Then the question is, do the Melbourne Storm, or the question would have been, do the Melbourne Storm have enough to keep him at the Storm in the face of those offers? And you make a very good point here. What do you think Felice Kafusi's worth a year?
Oh, six, maybe? Because he's aging as well. So that's I think the Dolphins would have had to pay a little bit overs. To get him there, obviously being a new franchise and all, but yeah, probably six, maybe six, I would say.
And just with the details of the deal itself, do we know how long?
Three-year deal starting from 2023.
Okay, so in 2023 he will be 31.
Yeah.
Yes.
He brings a lot of pedigree. He brings a lot of experience. He's a hard-working player. clean skin, hasn't done anything off field in terms of scandals and whatnot. So good player, good reputation, obviously got that good relationship alongside Wayne Bennett, having played under him in the 2020 State of Origin series. So hopefully he can entice some more players, but Queensland native as well. So obviously that would have been a lure for him going back to the Dolphins.
And he's an 80-minute player.
Yes.
He's an 80-minute player as well. So first joined the Storm in 2015. So that'll be 8 seasons that he would have had at the Storm when it's time to move on. And that's the only club that he's been with in the NRL. So Felice Kaufusi is the first big-name signing from the Dolphins. Wayne Bennett's got his first man. What does that mean for the other dominoes to fall around him? And in particular, Brandon Smith. Is there now more money for Craig Bellamy and co. to deal with on keeping the cheese there?